is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After speaking with the leaders of Canada and Mexico, President Trump has postponed for at least a month his threatened 25% tariffs on imports from those countries. While Trump has praised the use of tariffs, some economists and business owners have expressed concerns that costs will be passed on to consumers. CBS's Jason Allen.
At the Altoon and Lube in Laredo, Texas, manager Luis Guzman has been stocking as many oil filters, brake pads, and engine parts as he can, trying to beat the price increases 25% tariffs could bring.
How many of the parts you get are probably coming from manufacturers in Mexico.
Maybe a good 60%, 50%.
Rick Laurel's warehouse has been filling up for weeks with products such as makeup, cardboard tubing, cement mixers, all from Mexico.
With an extension of just 30 days, the only thing it does is pushes the line.
A 10% tariff on China is still set to launch just after midnight. A move is made by Elon Musk's Doge team to reorganize the U.S. Agency for International Development. All U.S. AID buildings are closed tomorrow per a text sent out to USAID staffers and contractors. The group's chief has resigned, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he is now acting director.
Every dollar we spend and every program we fund will be aligned with the national interest of the United States. USAID has a history of sort of ignoring that and deciding that they're somehow a global charity.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports.
What is the role of Congress here when you have an executive branch exerting a lot of executive authority? That runs counter to what a lot of Republicans have been talking about for years, and yet we've seen Republicans, by and large, be pretty much okay with the actions that the Trump administration is taking because, in their view, it leads to the shrinking of government.
Those conducting the salvage operation on the American jet that collided midair with a military helicopter last week hope to remove the plane's cockpit from the Potomac River by tomorrow. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Francis Parra.
And our process is committed to the dignified process for recovery of the remains for personnel and passengers of the flight.
Fire-ravaged Southern California is bracing for days of heavy rain.
It could complicate the search for toxins within the Palisades fire disaster site. Here's Los Angeles Councilmember Tracy Park.
We have a toxic wasteland larger than Manhattan sitting on already unstable hillsides and an atmospheric river on the way.
The EPA is particularly concerned about toxins in the fire burn zone left behind by electric vehicle batteries. Craig Figner for CBS News. Los Angeles.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hawk's work boots are built from the simple idea that those who feed, build, and fuel the nation shouldn't have to compromise on work boots. Available only at Boot Barn, Hawk's constructs high-quality, field-tested work boots that provide unmatched protection and support for workers across all industries. Safety toe boots that are puncture-resistant, slip-resistant, and built with cushioned insoles for all-day comfort. Hawk's is built to last. Hawk's work boots, only at Boot Barn.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula reports on what's called climate abandonment.
The U.S. real estate market will lose more than $1 trillion in value as Americans move away from areas more at risk of natural disasters and extreme weather events. That's according to a new report from a climate analytics firm called First Street. At the same time, the company says many Americans will likely continue to move to areas that face the most weather peril, especially coastal areas.
Percival Everett's James is up for another literary award. His novel has already won the National Book Award, the Kirkus Prize, and the Carnegie Medal for Excellence in Fiction. James is now up for the Penn Faulkner Prize for Fiction. Other nominees include Louise Erich's The Mighty Red, Rachel Kushner's Creation Lake, and Garth Greenwell's Small Rain. The list of 10 finalists will narrow to 5 in March, and the winner will be revealed in April. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds around this evening, then a gradual clearing overnight. Lows in the upper teens. For tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then clouds return for the afternoon. A high in the mid-20s. Snow developing for Wednesday, maybe some sleet or freezing drizzle. Highs low 30s. Right now, it's 33.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to, isn't he a bit like
means you ain't gonna show. you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness you. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
to everything.
WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple.
their money down.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Share after the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echoing the will of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will.
Nobody but me.
Forever.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Just as he did with Mexico, President Trump has agreed to postpone tariffs on Canada for the time being. CBS's Chris Mavridis from Toronto.
The call lasted about 45 minutes and hashed out a number of new border security measures the president wanted Canada to pony up. They include a new fleet of choppers as part of an immediate $200 million border security investment. Canada's also pledged to list drug cartels as terrorists and appoint a so-called fentanyl czar to police the illegal import of the drug.
The U.S.'s 10% tariff on China is still slated to go into effect after midnight. Secretary of State Marco Rubio visits El Salvador and says that country's president has offered to accept deportees from U.S. and any nationality, as well as violent American criminals now imprisoned in the U.S. The U.S. has no authority to deport Americans. Two sources familiar with the situation tell CBS News that Elon Musk's Doge has gained access to sensitive Treasury data, including Social Security and Medicare customer payments.